Leaders of community programs are responding to a new study by Citizen Action of Wisconsin showing $450 billion is needed for domestic programs, but the president proposes to spend $390 billion. The executive director of the Hunger Task Force for the La Crosse area says she's seeing more demand. Joanne Richmond says programs like food stamps are not keeping up.
Yesterday, I had a gentleman in my office who was representing one of the new sites that we're providing food to. He works with children in an after-school program, and he was extremely excited to be able to pick up buns and sandwich meat and cheese so that he could give the children he works with a sandwich after school because they're hungry.
Richmond says people are working for incomes not large enough to make ends meet. Independent Living Resources is an organization that assists people with disabilities. Spokesman Mark Ressler-Bagalki says there's a waiting list for low-cost housing. He uses one client as an example. The man is on supplemental security income. Ressler-Bagalki says the man has a little over $50 a week for food and other needs after paying rent and heat.
He recently has accessed the food share program. He goes over to the wafer to get food assistance. But without those, where would he go?
Meanwhile, Republicans in Congress, including Representative Paul Ryan, are working on their own budget proposal. Ryan was unavailable to comment on the president's plan. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.